FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The president has slammed AfriForum and Solidarity for bad-mouthing their own country in the U.S.
I regard that as being non-patriotic. In part, through what they have done, they have instigated the action that is now being taken against the people of South Africa. But I take a dim view, in fact, a very negative view of what has ensued as they run around the world and putting their country into disrepute, not by things that are happening, but by misinformation. And that also leads to dividing our own nation.
Despite this, Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa remains a strategic and historic partner to the U.S. Answering questions in the National Assembly, he said the country still has active engagements with the White House despite the current geopolitical and cultural events between the two countries. He says he's concerned about the mischaracterization of the situation.
We will continue to engage the United States of America and other stakeholders to correct this mischaracterization and to ensure that we restore ties between our two countries. A lot of work is underway through various channels to ensure that the relationship is restored. And I'm confident that all the efforts that we are putting in place, both diplomatic, political, and otherwise, will bear fruit.
A court in Mpumalanga has sentenced a 38-year-old man to 30 years in prison for poaching. Silas Mathebula was convicted of trespassing and killing three rhinos by the Skukuza Regional Court. The Mozambican national was arrested in 2019 and granted bail. He was rearrested in KwaZulu-Natal for a similar offence. Here's the NPA's Monica Nyuswa.
Poaching remains a serious threat to biodiversity and endangered species with devastating long-term consequences. This sentence reaffirms our commitment to holding offenders accountable and protecting South Africa's wildlife future generations.
And Greenland is voting today in legislative elections which could yield a timeline for independence for the Danish self-governing territory. It's over 50,000 inhabitants, almost 90 of whom are Inuits, or 90% of whom are Inuits, say they are tired of being treated like second-class citizens by their former colonial power, Denmark. They accuse it of suppressing their culture, carrying out forced sterilizations and removing children from their families. All of Greenland's main political parties favor independence, but they disagree on the time frame. Outgoing Prime Minister Mutte Egede said in a video message before the polls that their country was in the eye of the storm, with some trying to influence them. US President Donald Trump has his eye on the vast Arctic island, telling Congress last week that the US would get Greenland one way or the other. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Arne Slot says that he's had sleepless nights ahead of their Champions League last 16 tie tonight against PSG. Another busy evening of Betway Premiership action coming up tonight. And the Proteas women's side will head to Sri Lanka for a tri-series with the hosts and India at the end of April.